Bruchim Abom, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. Tonight is entering the ninth day of Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Aleph, corresponding to the English calendar, October 26, 2020. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha has so many, many beautiful stories in it. And I would like to begin just generally bringing out that the life of Avraham Avinu is going to be emphasized in this week's Parsha. And just to know that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar, the Book of the Righteous. Those who live straight and with honesty. You're talking about people that what they say and what you see and what they do is what they are. Sefer HaYashar. This is the Sefer that talks about our forefathers and our leaders that were the foundation of Klal Yisrael. Parshas Lech Lecha actually begins when Hashem told Avraham Avinu to leave his birthplace and to go to Eretz Canaan. And the Parsha talks about when he arrived in Eretz Canaan, there was a famine, and this was one of the tests that he was tested. And he had to go to Mitzrayim, where there was food that he can live with. And there, his wife Sarai was kidnapped, and Paro was plagued. Avraham Avinu was able to leave Mitzrayim, go back to Eretz Canaan with his nephew Lot. And we know the story that happened after that, where Lot and Avraham's shepherds had an argument, and they had to separate themselves, and Lot chose to go to the city of Sodom to live. The story continues on where there was the world war of the four and five kings, and Avraham Avinu put his life in danger to save Lot, and he was successful. And I'm going to dwell on the next part of the parasha. At Perek Tezvav, Pasik Aleph, it talks about Avraham Avinu after the war. The Pasik says as follows, I will read you one or two psukim. The Pasik says, Achar hadvarim ha'ela, after all of these events that I just mentioned, the word of Hashem appeared to Avram Bamachaza in a vision, Lamer saying, Al tira Avram, do not fear Avram. Anochi magen loch, I am your shield. Sochorcha harbe ma'od, your reward is very great. Now we have to understand this whole episode over here. What was bothering Avram? Why was he so concerned? He had to be told that Hashem is going to protect him. After all, he just saved his life from the world war that he put himself in. And he was being told, Schorcha harbi ma'od, that his reward is going to be enormous. What was bothering Avram? Says the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba the following. Rabbana nomri chada. The Rabbanim all say one thing. Lefi shahoya avinu Avraham mispached v'oimer. He was in fear, saying, Yorad tila kivshein ha'esh. I was put down into a furnace of fire, v'nitzalti, and I was rescued. Yoraditi lemelchemes hamelachim. I went down into the war of the kings, v'nitzalti, and I was rescued. And we all know how that all happened. The war, obviously, it was an impossible way to win the war, except by miracle. And we know the famous story that he threw a handful of sand, and it turned into arrows and spears. When they shot at him, it turned into straw. We know that his life was definitely in mortal danger, and Hashem saved it. But the Medrash continues. So Avram is saying, Taimash in his Kabalti Sukhari B'olam Hazeh, he said, I have received my reward in this world for every bit of sand that was thrown that turned into a spear or arrow. That was a miracle. So it could have been thousands upon thousands of miracles that depleted my spiritual bank account. I have nothing to go up to heaven for. V'ein li klum li asid lavai. I'm going to have nothing in the future. This was Avraham's fear. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al tira, do not fear, Anochi Magen Lach, I am your shield. V'chomashe Asisi Imcha Ba'olam Hazeh, and everything that I have done with you in this world, Chinam Asisi Imcha, it was free. I've done it free. It's yours, and it's not going to be taking away any of your reward. And your reward is put away for the future in heaven. This is your reward. It is enormous. And that's what it says in the Tehillim. Hech ma'at amar, David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have hidden for those who fear you. The reward in heaven for those people who fear Hashem is impossible to imagine. It's literally impossible. It's the world of bliss. In the world of heaven, in the world of Olam Haba. So Avraham Avinu was very concerned that all that he has earned in this world, in the form of doing any mitzvah, any righteous thing, would have been removed from his account, because a miracle does carry a price. If a person lives through a miracle, then there is a price. If chas v'shalom a person lives through a disaster, a terrible accident, he has to know that there is a price for that. There is a retribution. Somehow there has to be some payment, and it goes to a person's spiritual account. However, we're going to talk more about this now, because Avraham Avinu was not the only one to be concerned about his future. I'm going to read you a piece of Gemara that's also going to show you how our Gedolim of old looked at life and how they anticipated the world to come, and how they teach us how to anticipate Olam Haba. So basically speaking, Avraham Avinu was concerned that he had no Olam Haba left, and Hashem promised him that he's going to have more than he can possibly dream of. And this goes into the pasuk we say in Tehillim, Tikoska kahavirei keil mishpatecha tahom rabba odom uvehema toshia Hashem. What does this mean? Hashem, we say, David HaMelech was saying, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the vast, deep waters. Man and beast, you, Hashem, you save. Hashem's judgment is vast and deep, hard for us to understand, but we are going to be introduced to this concept through this parsha and how Avraham Avinu is showing us how to live a pure and transparent life, and that what you do has to be straight and honest. And if you're concerned about losing a reward, Hashem is promising you, you serve Hashem honestly, you lose absolutely nothing. The Gemara I'd like to quote is the following. It is also brought down in Bereshis Rabbah, the following. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Elu v'elu medaktik imohem ad tahom rabba. We just quoted the pasuk in Tehillim that Hashem's judgment is deep at the deepest waters. Says Rabbi Akiva, Elu v'elu medaktik imohem ad tahom rabba. These and those, tzadikim and reshoim, Hashem is medaktik with them in a very, very deep and very, very sensitive way. Medaktik imat tzadikim, he is very careful and exact with tzadikim. V'goyve mehem miyut maisim ro'im, and he claims and makes them pay for any of their maisim ro'im, their bad deeds, she'osu ba'olam hazeh, that they have done in this world, and they have to be paid for that in this world. Kidei la'shpir lehem shalva, and in order to give them schar tov la'olam haba. Mashpia shalva l'rishayim, and he would shower upon them peace and tranquility into the rishayim in this world. V'nos lehem schar mitzos kalos, and rewards them to simple mitzos. She'osu be'olam hazeh. Why? K'dei li'yipara mihen la'osu lavo. In order to pay them up for those mitzvahs, so that when they come to the world to come, and they have to meet the heavenly tribunal, there will be nothing for the Rishonim to get. They'll have gotten the reward all in this world. And the Gemara continues. V'chein amru kishachola Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer became sick, Nichnasu Talmidav Esfo Levakro, his students came in to pay him a visit, Bikur Cholim. And this is a Gemara I'm quoting in Sanhedrin Dafkuf Aleph Amar Aleph. Amalahem, he said to his Talmidim, Chema Azar Bolyom, a terrible anger, a wrath has come into the world as he saw himself so ill and so ready to die. His chilu baychin, all of his talmidim heard what the Rebbe said, and they started to cry. The Rebbe Akiva mesachik. Rebbe Akiva started to laugh. Amaloi, Akiva, mipnei ata mesachik? Why are you laughing? Amalahem, Rebbe Akiva answered to all of them, l'kach ani mesachik. For this reason I'm laughing. She calls the man Sha'ani Roya Rebbe. As long as I see my Rebbe, She'ein Yenai Machmitz, that his wine doesn't become vinegar, means spoiled as vinegar. Ve'ein Pishtano Loka, and his flax plants have not been smitten. Ve'ein Shamno Mavish, and his oil doesn't become spoiled. Ve'ein Doshano Madvish, and his honey does not become ruined. Amarti, I said, Shema Chas V'Shalom Kibel Rebbe Olamai. Perhaps he got his reward in this world. Achshav, now Shani Raya Rebbe Bitzar. Now that I see Rebbe in pain, Ani Semeach. Why? Henisha Nochach Shalom Kibel Es Olamai. He didn't get his reward in this world. It's waiting for him in Olam Haba, and for the little bit of actions that he didn't do according to the will of Hashem, he's being punished in this world. So I'm laughing, I'm besimcha, because I see the truth and I see the world in Shemayim. This is what he's looking for. And that's the pasuk that we say in Tehillim, Ish ba lo yeda uksil lo yavin zeis. A boor cannot know, nor can a fool understand this. Bifrayach rishoyim k'may esev. When the wicked people bloom like grass, v'yatzitzu kol po'ali oven, and all of those evilness blossom. And what happens in the future? Lisham dem adiyad, for one purpose, to destroy them all till eternity. So now they look like they're having a good time, and many, many people who look like they're having a good time being wealthy with all the money and with all the prosperity and the simcha that seems to be displayed in their ostentatious lifestyle, nevertheless, Hashem wants them to get it all here, and we have a future that awaits us. So the parsha, using the midrashim and using the gemaras, are teaching us that Avraham Avinu was not oblivious of the fact that there was an Olam Haba. He was concerned that all of his mitzvahs that he had earned in his lifetime would have been spent with all the miracles that he has lived through in the stories that we just told you before. And he was very concerned. And as a result, the Torah is telling us that Hashem saw his fear, and Hashem said to Avram, Al tira Avram, Avram, do not fear. Anochi magen lach, I am your shield, sechorcha harbe ma'od. Your reward is enormous. This is the reaction of Avram Avinu. The question I want to raise, why aren't we afraid of being rewarded, repaid back for our mitzvahs and the miracles that occur to us constantly? We seem to be oblivious of all the things what is awaiting us. Yet, we are true recipients of Hashem's tremendous, tremendous reward in this world, pleasures in this world, the benefits of this world. And we should not be oblivious of the things that Hashem is giving us. Hashem is constantly showering upon us so much tov. We have Baruch Hashem food. And many of us, thank God, are healthy. We have parnasa. We have children. We have families. We have possessions. All of these things we shouldn't be oblivious to. We should not take what Hashem has given us for granted. Avraham Avinu did not take it for granted. And therefore, we should not take it either for granted. We have to, let's say, take one of the things that we live constantly with miracles. We take our health, for example. We are literally a walking universe of miracles. We don't even stop to think about it. The human body is an unbelievable machine, and the human body is constantly, constantly being rejuvenated and constantly kept alive with miracles upon miracles upon miracles. And for this reason itself, we should be able to to offer Hashem thankfulness and being healthy. If we would think in the same ways of Avram, we should be concerned. Maybe we are going to be losing our reward from the enormous gifts that Hashem has given us. I would like to read you a small part. I once maybe shared this with you in the past. I have a book written by Dr. Jeffrey Simmons that writes completely against Darwin's theory, and the title of his book was What Darwin Didn't Know. And he talks, I'm going to read you a part of a paragraph that opened up my eyes to make myself realize what kind of miracle the human body is. And if we would stop to think about it, we say, wow, we are living through miracles. And how are we addressing this gratitude as we are living through such a miracle? And we're going to read you right now a paragraph or part of one that should help us open up our eyes a bit. The interior of the human body is a much busier place than New York City, London, Mexico City, Tokyo, and Bombay combined. 10 to 75 trillion cells participate in more than a quadrillion purposeful chemical interactions each day that help us walk, breathe, think, sleep, procreate, see, hear, smell, feel, digest food, eliminate waste, write, read, talk. In addition, each of these processes has dozens and sometimes hundreds of smaller interacting steps, checks, counterchecks, balances, and regularity mechanisms. And further, all of these steps have smaller chemical substeps. In many ways, the human body functions like an extremely well-organized blizzard of invisible chemical responses and rapidly changing electrical impulses. The human brain is a convoluted continent swept by microscopic electrical hurricanes and chemical tidal waves that somehow make sense out of reality on a microsecond by microsecond basis. Darwin didn't have a clue how these mechanisms truly worked. For the most part, he didn't know they even existed. I just read you one of the opening paragraphs of the book. But if this is true, and we're living in a miracle, so we should become so humbled by the fact that we are the recipients of so many miracles on a day-to-day basis, where we have our cell with billions of compounds that operate in our cells, and the DNA molecule, and everything else that's operating. We are full of miracles. Why don't we stop to thank? It's because we are oblivious to all of the miracles that are happening. We sometimes take this all for granted. Avraham Avinu did not. Because Avraham Avinu did not take it for granted, Hashem had to tell him, Al tira Avram. Don't be afraid, Avram. I'm your shield. Schor chaharim od. So, but we're not Avraham Avinu. And we're living thousands of years later in a world that's so antagonistic to the lifestyle of a Torah Jew. The average lifestyle is the antithesis of Torah and the way Avraham lived. So what should our reaction be? And how can we maintain our recognition of the miracles that are coming our way on a daily basis? And we should be able to maintain our respect and our hope that one day we will be able to be fortunate to receive Olam Haba in our spiritual bank account. To answer this question, Reb Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, which I've quoted some of his sefer before, tells us, and I'll quote a few words, V'hine b'zeh, d'hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hari misnaheg l'fi dine ha-Torah. Hashem is going to recognize and deal with us the way the din of the Torah. What does that mean? Well, let's pick a mitzvah that Hashem wants us to follow and how he's going to deal with us. We have a mitzvah in the Torah. In Devarim, in Parashat Kisetze, is a mitzvah. The Torah says the following. Lo sira es chamor achicha o shoro no from maderach. Don't see the donkey of your brother or the ox falling beside on the road, v'yisalam to mehem, and you should turn a blind eye to them. Hakim takim imo. You should surely pick it up with him. Rashi explains a very important explanation. Why does it say imo? That if you see your friend whose donkey has fallen beside the road because he's been overloaded and he can't even get started and lift the packages and balance the load on the back of the animal, you are obligated to help him. Says Rashi, the word imo, imbalav, with the owner. Avol imholach v'yashavlo, if the owner sits down and doesn't want to help the bypasser, and he says to the one who passes by, hey, sir, you got a mitzvah. The Torah says you have to help bring the load back on the top of the donkey. Says the Torah, wait a minute, only imo, only with him, only with the owner. If the owner sits on the side and says, mister, you got a mitzvah, then you don't have to help him at all. Says the Chafetz Chaim on that pasuk, a phenomenal insight. Hashem Kaviyachal is a bypasser. And he sees us overloaded with mitzvos. And he says, let's see, here's some Jewish people are struggling doing their mitzvos. If this man is going to be doing the mitzvos and struggling to do it, I will help him fulfill the mitzvah. Like the donkey has to be loaded and the owner has to help the bypasser. So I feel I'm the bypasser. Hashem says, I am passing by and I want to help that Jew do his mitzvos. He's overloaded with mitzvos. Then the mitzvah is hakem takim imo. The Torah says, just like in this world, if the owner of the donkey helps the bypasser and together they do the job together and load up the donkey, so then the bypasser has an obligation to help him. But if the owner says to the bypasser, you got the mitzvah, I'm going to take a break, then there's no mitzvah for the bypasser. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the bypasser is Hashem. He's passing by and he's looking at you. And he sees you're struggling. Are you going to be struggling and to do the mitzvah? Or you're throwing the load off and you just says, I'm not interested. Let Hashem do it for me. Then Hashem says, I have no obligation. So here, the Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron explains to us over here that we could do tremendous amount in this world and to protect us from being punished from any punishment if we follow the follow recipe. We says in Pirkei Avos, the following Mishnah in Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yaakov, says, Ha'oisei mitzvah achas, one who does one mitzvah, kainomai praklit echad. He earns for himself an advocate, a malach in shemayim. Ha'oiva aveira achas, and if a person does one sin, kainomai sanega echad, kategra echad. He earns for himself a prosecutor. Tshuva umasim toivim tisris b'fnei apuranius. The magic rule is doing tshuva and doing it all the time. Umasim tovim and being engaged in doing good deeds is a shield before apuranius. So all the things that we did mention, the fear that Avram had from losing his Olam Haba, the fear that we spoke about by Rabbi Eliezer, that he was ill, and Rabbi Akiva at the time saw him, and he laughed at the time. This concept for us on our Madrega, says the Pirkei Avos, explained by Rav Aaron Kotler Zitzel, that this is what our thing that we have to do for us to be protected, and we should not be concerned that we're going to lose the world to come. Tshuva Maisim Tovim is a kisis b'fnei ha'paranis, is a shield. And he goes on in explaining how so many unusual opportunities, hundreds perhaps in one day, can come our way to protect us. After all, doing Maisim Tovim could be translated in so many ways. Helping a friend, davening for a friend, doing a favor, learning Torah, speaking nicely and calming somebody who's angry down, going ahead and doing a mitzvah to be machazeg the tzibah, like to be, you're doing something for the tzibah, for the community. Every second that you do things for the community, it is a reward for you. And how about if you wanted to speak Lashon Hara and you close your mouth, machsum lafi, you muzzle your mouth, that second you have closed your mouth, says, he brings down from the Vilna Goyen, that a person would be zeicha to the Or HaGanus, to the hidden light, she'en kol malach u'biryo yecholo mishayir. No malach in heaven will be able to even glimpse and see the reward of the person who closes his mouth when he wants to open it up and lash back at somebody who embarrassed you. Or let's say you had something to say about somebody and it was true Lashon Hara and you had held yourself back. The seconds that you have held back is holding up the world beside yourself. And all of these are protection for the person in this world. And you can't imagine what it does to you and how it protects you and your Olam Haba. He even continues on and says, even if you want to do a mitzvah and you haven't even gotten to that, all will cash into the mitzvahs, in your mitzvah bank, so to say, in your spiritual bank account. As we learned this from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, where Hashem has spoken to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people to take a Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. And there the Torah is telling us, at the time when he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelchu Vayasu, they went and they did it. But how could they have done it? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them to do the Korban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan, and the Torah says that they've done it already. Says the Torah that they wanted to do it. And from that scenario, the Torah teaches us that if you want to do a mitzvah, you have a machshava toiva to do a mitzvah, it's cashed in into your mitzvah bank. Your spiritual account gets another mitzvah. If you stop and think, we are surrounded by numerous opportunities to protect ourselves and to guarantee our Olam Haba without a question at all. This is what we are trying to promote and try to explain. Yes, we have to learn from Avraham Avinu. We have to learn from Avraham Avinu not to take anything for granted. And he didn't take for granted being thrown into the furnace of Nimrod, and he came out without a scratch. He took that as a very great gift, and he felt that he lost his mitzvahs. Yes, he felt that his life was spared in the war of the four and five kings, and the rest of his life where he was surrounded by miracles. Yes, he was conscious of the fact. And what he is teaching us in the Parsha, when the Torah is saying to him, Al tira Avram, don't fear Avram, I am your shield, you have great reward. He's telling us we should be cognizant of the fact that Hashem is around us and is helping us and protect us. Even though we may not be so aware of it all the time, but he is trying to help us understand that we live in this world continuously with miracles, whether it's miracles through health, whether it's miracles through parnasa, whether it's miracles raising children, whether it's miracles through simple interaction with other people, and you live normal and healthy and productive lives. Hashem wants us to learn from the parasha that we shouldn't take it for granted. And as long as we continue to do mitzvahs and do tshuva on the things that we know we should not have done, Hashem is prepared to give us a world of bracha, a world of olam haba, a world of netzach nitzachim, a world of eternity. Let us all keep in mind that tshuva and ma'asim tovim is indeed a shield against peronius, a shield against anything bad that can come to us. Have a great week.